This is the Inland Journal. Last Saturday, several sites in the Spokane Coeur d'Alene area, including Fairchild, participated in the National Prescription Take-Back Day. That's the day when you can throw all of your old, unused prescription drugs in a bag and bring them to participating sites for disposal. Municipal water officials say it's a better solution than this. Many cities in the U.S. have found unusually high levels of the compounds found in prescription drugs in public water supplies. Andrew Marr is a compliance inspector with the Hazardous Waste Program for the Washington Department of Ecology.
Pharmaceutical waste is very prevalent, certainly at hospitals or long-term healthcare facilities that we visit. It's a wide range. It's not just the medications and the pills that everyone thinks of. There's things like epinephrine, nitroglycerin, chemotherapy wastes, inhalers, ointments, creams, and even vitamin and mineral preparations that you wouldn't necessarily think of as a pharmaceutical.
And do they all then have their own specific ways of disposing of them?
Yeah, the disposal depends on the overall toxicity and danger of the waste itself. Epinephrine is what we call a P-listed waste if it's not used, which is our highest category of waste. It's a very dangerous material to have around people that don't need it or shouldn't be having it. And that goes along with a lot of those other things, controlled substances, nicotine, warfarin. You really don't want those getting into the hands of the folks that don't need them or shouldn't have them. There's a couple of different options.
Those are spelled out in a thick binder of state rules, which tells you about the layers of regulation around pharmaceutical waste. Marr says the Environmental Protection Agency is rewriting federal rules regarding the disposal of pharmaceutical waste, and he doesn't think that process will go away, even given the uncertainty around EPA. Meanwhile, the state has written an interim pharmaceutical waste policy.
This is an attempt to get folks in our state ready for some of the changes that are coming from the EPA in the next couple years. It gives some options on how to manage some of these things. For example, controlled substances are now able to be rendered unusable at a facility, collected, and then disposed of without having to go down the drain.
What's the harm in flushing my extra pills down the toilet?
Most pharmaceuticals or drugs are designed in some way, shape, or another to harm something, whether it's a disease or a virus, a biological, whatever it is. Drugs tend to do damage to natural systems. So drugs being in high levels in our water and in our soil, those are things that can result from drugs not being properly disposed of. They can end up in the sewer, which eventually leads to the rivers. And these are chemicals that don't occur naturally in our rivers. So,
and so does the Spokane River, some of the waterways in this area, have that issue with excess pharmaceuticals there?
In our area, our wastewater treatment folks, both with the counties and the cities, have been really proactive on helping hospitals and long-term care facilities not discharge things down the sewer.
Let's pick a few things on this. Nitroglycerin, warfarin, nicotine. What is the general accepted way to get rid of those things?
The best way to get rid of those is at the hospitals or the long-term facilities. They have the option of, if the medication is still viable, they can send it through a reverse distributor back to their supplier. And that is really a good option. It allows that medication to be used by somebody else if there's a need for it. It doesn't count as a waste from the facility because it's still a viable product, so they don't have to count it towards their generator status. And sometimes things like epinephrine, we have epinephrine pens where the pen has expired, is no longer viable, and so those need to be shipped off-site. And depending on the size of the facility, the best option would be to either use a vendor or take advantage of the interim waste policy, which allows you to collect and dispose of those things without counting them towards your generator status.
So help me understand generator status. What does that mean?
That's the term that we use to classify facilities, and it's based on how much dangerous waste they generate in a month, in any given month. So generators who produce Zero up to 220 pounds a month are called small quantity generators in Washington. Any generator that produces between 220 and 2200 pounds is a medium quantity generator in Washington. And then anyone over 2200 pounds per month is a large quantity generator in Washington.
What's the significance of being a small generator or a medium or a large?
So our small quantity generators have the least stringent regulations. Their regulations are basically to make sure that they have designated all of their waste, and then they need to make sure that it's handled properly at their facility. So having all of the containers closed and having things labeled so that folks know what's in them, and then making sure that it goes to a correct disposal location. If it's a pharmaceuticals and they are their state, they're just a dangerous waste here in our state, they can go to incinerators in our state.
Are there specific incinerators for burning this kind of stuff?
If it's a state-only waste, it can go to a municipal incinerator. Our waste-to-energy plant here in Spokane is a municipal incinerator. If it's a RCRA, so a federal dangerous waste pharmaceutical, then it would need to go to a RCRA-permitted incinerator. There's three or four around the country. The closest one to us, I believe, is in Utah.
Andrew Marr says the Drug Enforcement Administration and the Food and Drug Administration periodically hold take-back events, such as those held last Saturday. If you can't make it to one of those, he says you can dispose of those drugs yourself by taking some special steps.
Mixing it with coffee grounds or kitty litter or some of those other things, and then disposing of it in your municipal waste.
In other words, just throwing it in your garbage can?
Yes. You want to try to make it so it's irretrievable so that you don't have people trying to take it out of the garbage can and then use it. You don't really want to crush it or do any of that sort of stuff, but you can mix in the pills with kitty litter, coffee grounds, something that somebody's not really going to want to dig through to find your old medication.
Andrew Marr is a compliance inspector for the Washington Department of Ecology and the Hazardous Waste Program. The Food and Drug Administration has information about how to dispose of unused medicines on its website at fda.gov. Inland Journal is Spokane Public Radio's weekly public affairs program. Here are full programs, or just the individual stories, on the Inland Journal page of the Spokane Public Radio website, spokanepublicradio.org. I'm Doug Nadvornik. We'll be back same time next week.